You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. And our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters in Europe and around the world as we see the troubles that they're going through. I think I will tell you one thing before I tell you the title of the message, is that while Eli and I were talking on yesterday's one-to-one show, I thought about something. That the tares are being gathered. And this may be the way to look at it. What's interesting is the wheat bows down just before harvest. And the tares stand straight up. And you see, that is kind of the condition we are in as the Anglo-Saxon people. We are bowing down to Yahweh. We have sort of lost our position in this world as taking dominion. And the brown races and the Edomites, which are red, are standing up straight. But this is not for no reason. This is for a very distinct reason. This will make it even easier to gather the tares. Now, this possibly could be what's going on. So it might be a good thing in the long run, because we certainly want to see the tares gathered. Notice how the tares don't bow to Yahweh. But remember what he said, that the wheat shall be gathered and stored in his barn. See, the tares have both colors. They are black, and they have the red as a color in some of them. As they get, you know, further on in age, they turn black. So wouldn't you say that's very appropriate for what's going on or what might be going on? No one can tell you the day or time but Yahweh himself. But you can certainly see that something's going on. The title of this message is Factoids of the Miscreants, Part 2. We didn't finish last week with the facts we were going through. I wanted to tell you again, I love the word miscreant. Say it with me. Miscreant. Yes, it feels good coming out of your mouth. Yes. I wanted to make a correction also from last week. I told you that the disciples were all Nazarenes, and it turns out I'm not really correct on that. But let me tell you so we all get it together. The disciples were all Galileans, except for Judas Iscariot. So all the disciples, 11 of them, were Israelites. Galileans. They were from the tribe of Benjamin. Yeshua, of course, being of the tribe of Judah. Now, Judas Iscariot was an Edomite Jew, and his name is not Iscariot. Cariot was a place in southern Judah. So Iscariot is like a phrase. What it means is Ish from Cariot. And if you know the Hebrew, you'll know that Adam is not an Ish. Okay? Ish is a word for other men, other families of the earth. So Ish from Carriot or Man from Carriot? Okay, so there's that correction. Now, some comments that were received on EFR and through myself, and very, very interesting comment here. I had spoke to you about Lenin and how the judgment of God, you could see that he was suffering in the end. Submitted by Isaiah 14 Longbow. I am now listening to your show about the Jews. I heard what you said about Russia and Lenin. There is just one thing that you might want to mention. Now listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This is very interesting. I've been to Russia. I jumped and trained with the Russian Spetsnaz. When I was with the American Special Forces, I have been to the Kremlin and to the Monument for the Unknown Soldier. I also saw the crypts of the communists that are buried at the Kremlin, which is actually a Russian military base. I also went into Lenin's tomb and saw him. He looks just as mean as he did in life. He is, or was, under glass so that the visitors could see what he looked like. However, there is one thing I found out that was interesting. After Lenin's death, the Russian medical examiners did an autopsy. What they found out was interesting. The left side of his brain was covered by a thick callus, and only a small percentage of the right side of his brain was functional. The Russian medical examiners concluded that Lenin should not have lived past the 10 years of age. They could not understand how Lenin could have lived as long as he did. Lenin's dates are April 1870 to his death in January 1924. He was 53 years of age, 3 months short of his 54th birthday, and he should have not lived past 10 years of age. I have a few thoughts about it, but I really appreciate this information. It's very, very interesting. You know, when you're calloused, you have no feelings. And this would certainly explain this man's brutal nature. However, I told you that it was possible that Yahweh was judging him by the sickness that he got, but somebody was keeping him alive for some purpose, and it could be the demons that lived within him. I don't know, but that's very, very interesting. Okay, another comment from this same man. He said, ISIS means Israel's Secret Intelligence Service. It is not a Muslim organization. It is a Jewish organization. This is just like Al-Qaeda, which we are told means the base, like a military base. However, even though it does mean the base, it isn't a military base that it's referring to. It means the base of a toilet. How apropos. Al-Qaeda literally means the toilet. I leave that into your hands, ladies and gentlemen. I've tried to do a little research, but the Muslims don't like to tell you anything. They don't want to tell you. I asked them, what does Al-Qaeda mean? And this guy that I know, and he won't answer the question, you know, because, you know, they just get a lot of problems. So now back to that first quote. This is a quote I received by email by a man named Mike that I was beginning to read to you. And this is also disturbing, but it shows you, I just don't understand how our people could participate in these things. I don't mean as the guinea pig, but as the ones who harm the guinea pig or use the guinea pig. Here's what Mike wrote in. I was part of the Air Task Group that was in Maralinga. We were guinea pigs for the atomic and hydrogen bomb tests. We handled all sorts of radioactive material, and our only protection was a white coat. There were no senior NCOs in our counting team. There were no officers in our counting team. There were no scientists in our counting team. We were completely unsupervised. We were all low-ranking airmen, mostly national service or short-term regulars, 3 to 4 years. Most of my group died shortly after their 30th birthdays. I was lucky. All my hair fell out, but apart from that, I have lived a full and active life, as I shall be 78 next April. Most of the task group that died, died of leukemia or a related disease. 70% died before their 30th birthday, killed by the British government. You know, anger wants to rise. I get angry. The British, I don't know who makes me more angry, the British or my own Americans. It certainly is a race to who I'm really ticked at. I'm ticked at both of them, but the British have done not only their own people, but they did the Germans, which is the tribe of Judah, and they've also done the Boers, which is the tribe of Judah, and many other things, I'm sure. The Americans have done some of the same, and I'm very angry about it. Where is our love for one another? How could we do these things? For a few shekels? I don't understand. That part of things I just don't understand. You'll follow the Jews' orders and knowingly put your people through that? It's the same thing as spraying the chemtrails. It's the same thing as whatever they do to you in the courts. How do these people sleep at night? This is a question I would love answered. How can they sleep? Well, the only answer I come up with is they do the cremation of care rituals, which, you know, is supposed to callous their consciousness, their conscience, so that the conscience doesn't keep biting back at them. That must be the way that they sleep. I don't know about you, but I couldn't sleep if I participated in that kind of nonsense. I'm very angry about it. Especially about the Germans, the tribe of Judah. You see, remember what I told you, that the Russians, this was from the Eustace Mullins Secret Teachings series, the Russians were also the tribe of Judah. So these Jews have really, really done a lot of damage to the tribe of Judah. And America has a great amount of the tribe of Judah now. Like I told you, 55% of the population in World War I was German here. This is one of the ways that Yahweh has protected the tribe of Judah by placing it in all different areas. However, the Jew has persecuted the tribe of Judah wherever it goes. And believe me, if they can get the guns away, they will kill us all too. They're just waiting for that opportunity. Okay. Thanks for the comments, folks. We really appreciate hearing these things. And now we shall move on to factoids of the miscreants. Now, there he gave some facts here that are from the protocols, and we're continuing in them. By all means, we shall so wear down the Goyim that they will be compelled to offer us international power of a nature That is, that by its position will enable us, without any violence, gradually to absorb all the state forces of the world and to form a super government. Okay, have they worn down, they call us the Goyim, we are the Israelites. Have they worn us down? Oh, yes, they have, through war and taxes, useless jobs, meaningless jobs that we do. On and on and on it goes. Yes, they have worn us down, but it doesn't seem now that they will actually be able to take this without any violence. Thus, the immigrants have poured into our nations. So this is their move of desperation, because they know that their time is short and getting shorter, like, all the time. And basically, where they're, the people of their past had been very, very careful to be, to do things gradually and by increments. Remember, like Mo said, slowly I turn, inch by inch, step by step. You see? That, what that means, that's gradualism. That's how the cat hunts, slowly, inch by inch, step by step. So, we have forced them, or Yahweh has forced them, into rushing now. They're in a big rush. And we all know the old saying, haste makes waste. And believe me, 9/11 was a mistake. What they're doing now is a mistake. When they tried to take that land that they haven't got yet in 67 years, that was a mistake. And these are the very things that have brought us to the point we're at right now. Payback. The big payback. Yahweh's coming for you, Jews. The Muslims are coming for you, Jews. The court, the world court, the tribunal court will be coming for you. Now's no time for you to rest, Mr. Jew. Now's the time for you to begin to panic. And may your fear grow exponentially. May you try to wipe your brow clear of the sweat drops, but may the fear replace them as fast as you can wipe them away. May you know that you will be hunted by Yahweh. That you will be hunted. He's bringing you all out of the woodwork now, all the tares. Yes. And you will be hunted. I'm not threatening you. Just let's keep that clear right now. The Muslims are hunting you. I see what's going on worldwide. I see what's happening in New York. You're not going to get away with this anymore. You say never again? I say never shall you say never again. So let's go on. We shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, reservoirs of colossal riches, upon which even large fortunes of the Goyim, I'm going to say Israelites, okay, of the Israelites will depend to such an extent that they will go to the bottom together with the credit of the states on the day after the political smash. The political smash. Okay, have they established huge monopolies? Boy, what a stupid question that is. I'd like to see you answer no on that one. Do they have reservoirs of colossal riches? I just told you in my news program that the 1%, which these people we're speaking of own half of the world's wealth or more. Think on that for a minute. Half of the world's wealth or more. And you're fighting day by day, week by week, paycheck by paycheck. When there's all kinds of money, there's no need for any of us to do that worldwide. There's so much money in the world, and they have reservoirs of colossal riches. There's no need. They're not doing anything with these riches except oppressing the peoples of the world. This is all unnecessary. All that is going on is unnecessary. Next one. We shall raise the rate of wages, which, however, will not bring any advantage to the workers, for at the same time we shall produce a rise in prices of the first necessities of life, alleging that it arises from the decline of agriculture and cattle breeding. We shall further undermine artfully and deeply sources of production by accustoming the workers to anarchy and to drunkenness. Hello. Yeah, you make more than you used to, right? Well, not now. It seems to be going back the other way or something. I don't know. But you do make more than you used to. But at the same time, the food prices have tripled. At the same time, the gasoline prices have tripled. At the same time, heating oil in your house has tripled. At the same time, propane has tripled or quadrupled or whatever it might be. At the same time, why is that? Because it arises, they said right here, we shall produce a rise in prices of the first necessities of life. What are the first necessities of life? Milk, bread, fuel, seeds, water, you get it? Fruits, cattle, meat. Have you seen the price of meat lately? So if you tell me these protocols aren't going on, you have to be mentally ill, or you just don't want to see what you're hearing. You don't want to believe what you're hearing come out of my mouth right now. This is right in the protocols. If you believe this is a hoax, you got some serious problems. Serious problems. It says in 7.5 here, the press, which, with a few exceptions that may be disregarded, is already in our hands. That's for sure. 96% of the media is owned by 6 Jews. Next one. We have fooled, bemused, and corrupted the youth of the Israelites by rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false, although it is by us that they have been inculcated. Now let's think about what these theories may be and principles. Well, race mixing is a good thing. There's a principle that is wrong, but they've reared us in. To disobey your parents and to be against your parents is a principle they've taught us. And that's wrong. Homosexuality is a principle they've taught us, and that's wrong. To be partying all the time and drinking and so on and so forth is something they taught our children. And that's wrong. What about theories? How about the theory of evolution? Now, they know the theory of evolution is false. But they used it for a time, as I told you last week. However, see, this is just the proof of the pudding is in the eating or in the tasting. Right here, you're hearing it live. In the near future, we shall establish the responsibility of presidents. Okay. All these so-called presidents are now locked up by these people, right? You've got Cameron, who's a Jew. You had Sarkozy, who was a Jew. You have Merkel, who's a Jew. You have Obama, who's a Jew. You have the guy in Australia who's a Jew. In the near future, we shall establish the responsibility of presidents. Hello. The Israelites are a flock of sheep, and we are their wolves. And you know what happens when wolves get a hold of the flock. It's an admission that they are the wolves. What did I tell you about the wolves last week when I was telling you that when I tell the sheep there's problems, they keep eating? Only until the wolves get a hold of the flock and lock their teeth on their flesh, that's when the sheep begin to say, ho-ho, there's something wrong going on now. But until that time, they're not listening. Next one. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. Well, when you control 96% of the media, and it's filtered through two outlets, Reuters being one of them, I believe, all that news is filtered down to the other news outlets through those either one or two outlets. Therefore, if they don't want you to hear about it, you won't hear about it. Unless it's on the internet now, you see, that's, it's a little prick, a little thorn in their side, which I love. Next one. In order that the masses themselves may not guess what they are about, we further distract them with amusements, games, pastimes, passions, people's palaces. Soon we shall begin through the press to propose competition in art, in sport, in all kinds. Now, you've got them showing you things on your television. Your television is your main distraction. Now, if you don't have your television with you, and they've placed it in every business they can possibly place it in so that wherever you are, you'll have your Talmud vision. Well, if you don't have that with you, we'll make sure that you have your cell phone and you can have amusements and games on your cell phone and pastimes and passions. And we'll show you shows about the rich and famous, people's palaces, see? We'll make you want materialism more and more and more. See? Now, about sport, I must mention to you that during the time of the Three Stooges, they were going around playing professors, and they were trying to bring basketball and sports into the colleges in America. And that was on a film. Okay, a little 15-minute film. But that is when you reverse engineer what has gone on. I'm going to show you something, how this has happened. See, colleges were never meant to have the sports. Colleges are institutions of learning. Not anymore. They're now institutions of indoctrination, useless sports, and so on and so forth. However, this was the Jews' ploy, and this was a ploy to get the Negro. This is all part of Israel Cohen's little booklet there, okay? What they did was they went around to all the colleges, and I'm sure they bought into them. And they proposed the ideas of having college sports. Now, sports really has nothing to do with college. However, pretty soon, these colleges had sports. And this was done gradually. And when you saw shows in the 50s, you would always see this dumb white kid. He was huge, great sportsman, but he was dumb as a rock, as Pastor Dan likes to say. Dumb as a box of rocks. Now, they would find a way to pass him so that he could play sports, because those sports were more important than his education. See, the games he was to play for the college superseded his education. And this was in high schools. You would see that on, Leave It to Beaver or whatever those old shows are. This is how you do reverse engineering. This is how you find out what has happened to us. But what was the purpose of these sports? Not only to do it to the white man, but soon they would begin to bring Negroes into the colleges. Now, yes, they wouldn't be able to do the work. They didn't have the IQ for the educational aspect of the college, but they played sports. And this would be the ground, this would be how they would get, they would start the race mixing. This is how they would begin to get blacks in all sports. See, if they were great in college, they would have them, if they were doing well in college, they would promote them into the professional sports line after that, which is under the bread and circuses. You see, football is a religion. Oh, yes, it is. When somebody scores, they raise their hands above their head like people do to Yahweh. They worship these players. They know all about all the stats of the player, but they know nothing about Yahweh and his word. Oh, yes, it is a religion. And Sunday is its main day. Yes. And just to give you a little kick, Yahweh told us not to touch the pig, dead or alive. What is a football made out of? Well, maybe not today, but it was made out of pig skin, wasn't it? Matter of fact, one of the Three Stooges episodes was called Three Little Pigskins. Yes. Do you have light bulbs lighting up within your head? Is it starting to make sense? Do you see how you've been propelled, how we have been propelled, how we have been herded? Okay, next one. Among the members of these secret lodges will be almost all the agents of the international and national police. These secret lodges. Who did I tell you runs these secret lodges? So if they have the agents of international and national police, what is that telling you? I told you the police was run through the Freemasons anyway. Here it is right here. They're telling you the same thing. Hello. Next one. We have a long past taking care to discredit the priesthood of the Israelites and thereby to ruin their mission on earth, which in these days might still be a great hindrance to us. Freedom of conscience has been declared everywhere, so that now only years divide us from the moment of the complete wrecking of that Christian religion. These are the Jews that want to be friends with you Christians. They're trying to destroy the Christian religion, but they want to be your friend. They want you to concentrate on what brings you together with the Jews and Judaism and Talmudism. Yes, yes, I'm sure they do. They don't want you to focus on Jesus Christ, because that's what separates you and them. Judeo-Christian. How many more examples do we have to give you showing you that these Jews want to destroy you before you realize the fact that you're in a war and have been for a very long time? What do you think the purpose of the B'nai B'rith is? What do you think the purpose of the ADL is, the JDL? It's to destroy the Christian religion. Hello? Those are Jews. They always have been Jews. The B'nai B'rith is a Freemasonic lodge in New York City that's only for Jews. They were behind the Jehovah Witnesses. They run the Jehovah Witness religion. The B'nai B'rith is responsible for creating the ADL in 1913. Hello, come on, let's wake up now. How many times do I have to draw something on a board and connect all the dots for you, or can't you connect them in your own mind? How many times and how many ways must you have been told that these Jews want to destroy you before you realize that you're in the Jewish version of Christianity? The Jewish version, the Jewish version, the Jewish version, not the real version, not the Israelite version, not Yahweh's version of Christianity, the Jewish version. Next one. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of the International Church. Now, when he says the King of Jews, he's not talking about Jesus, because Jesus was never the King of Jews. He was the King of the Israelites and is the King of the Israelites and will ever be the King of the Israelites. Praise be to Yahweh the Most High. He's no King of Jews. This King of Jews that they're talking about is their coming Messiah. Yet they claim that they are their own Messiah. However, they certainly are the Antichrist that Paul told us about that was already in the world. So this coming Jew will be the real Pope of the universe. The universe. The Patriarch of the International. Are you digging what I'm saying? The International Church. If I get up close to the microphone, maybe you'll listen. The International. What did I tell you about the Jews? When you hear the word international, you know that that's Jews. Next one. In our program, one-third of our subjects will keep the rest under observation from a sense of duty on the principle of volunteer service to the state. This is what I've been telling you about. See, I can't believe, you know, I've read these protocols before, but like they were very hard to understand, but they're not very hard to understand anymore to me. Immediately, I understand what this is talking about. You see, they've got the Shabbos Goy and even our own selves policing ourselves. Don't forget that they have the serpent watching us as well with their Big Brother program and everything else. But in our program, one-third of our subjects will keep the rest under observation. How many people work for the government right now? If the Jews have control over the government because of the issuing or issuance of currency, therefore they control the governments. And probably one-third of the taxpayers are governmental workers. Governmental workers. Governmental workers. Because you must be mental if you follow these Jews. Next one. You are aware that the gold standard has been the ruin of the states which adopted it, for it has not been able to satisfy the demands for money. The more so that we have removed gold from circulation as far as possible. Yes, they did close the United States Treasury, and they did take all the gold and put it in the Federal Reserve banks. There's 12 of them in the country. That gold seems to have disappeared. Just like in 9/11, at the bottom of those buildings, there was gold stored there. It just seems to have disappeared. Just like 1933, because of our bankruptcy, FDR on March 9th, 1933, demanded all the gold from the people of America. Okay, next one. In our hands is the greatest power of our day, gold. In the greatest power of our day is Yahweh, not gold. In 2 days, we can procure from the storehouses any quantities we may please. Yes, I just told you that half of the world's wealth is in their hands. Is this just by happenstance, ladies and gentlemen, as I said to you last week? Did this just happen by chance? I mean, is this just the natural progression, the way things would just go? Or have they been guided this way very carefully over the centuries and decades? Oh, yes, I told you, incrementally, slowly I turn, inch by inch, step by step. Now, some facts from the Talmud. These facts go on. Now we're out of the protocols and into their book, whom they claim has the Torah in it, has the first five books of the Bible. But they don't respect the Bible. Fact number 44. The Talmud is to this day the circulating heart's blood of the Jewish religion. See, the Talmud is to this day the circulating heart's blood of the Jewish religion. Not the Bible. Not the Torah. The Talmud is to this day the circulating heart's blood of the Jewish religion. Whatever laws, customs, or ceremonies we observe, whether we are Orthodox, conservative, reform, or merely spasmodic sentimentalists, now they've admitted that themselves, spasmodic sentimentalists. Talk to them about the Holocaust and see if they become spasmodic sentimentalists. We follow the Talmud. It is our common law. Now, Pastor Dan told you earlier that common law was based on the Bible, but that's not the common law that these Jews are talking about. See, this, the Talmud, is their common law, and the Bible is the Israelites' common law. Understand the difference between the Jew and the Israelite. I've got to keep pounding that on you until you get the idea. The Jew can never be an Israelite, and the Israelite can only be a Jew if he becomes a Shabbos Goy race trader. So the Talmud is their common law. This is an admission. Herman Wouk, New York Herald Tribune series, The Talmud, Hot's Blood of the Jewish Faith, 11-17-59. That's 1959 this was said. See, so when Dan, Pastor Dan, told you that the Bible, the books as it is really known, or the scriptures, that common law was based on the scriptures, it wasn't based on the Talmud. The Talmud is the tradition of the elders of the Jewish religion. And it was written in Babylon. It is not the Bible. It has nothing to do with the Bible. They may use certain names in there and so on and so forth, but really, in reality, the Talmud is not the Bible. Talmud. It's dirty. Talmud. Tall tales in the mud. Remember my message? Yes. I love it. Okay, 45. The Talmud is composed of 63 books. They don't even have as many as the Bible. The Bible has 66, but it also has the Apocrypha, which they wanted to get out of there as quick as possible. So the Talmud is composed of 63 books, which are divided into six, surprised, ladies and gentlemen, divisions. The Talmud is the Bible of the Jewish faith. The six divisions are called sederim, or orders. They are Zeraim, which means seeds, Seder Moed, which means festivals, Seder Nashim, which means woman, Seder Nezikin, which means damages, Seder Kodashim, which means sacrifices, and Seder Tohatoth, cleanliness or cleanness. Well, the Jews aren't clean at all. They're very... they don't smell good. Let's just put it that way. Okay, number 46. Any decision regarding the Jewish religion must be based on the Talmud as the final resume of the teaching of those authorities when they existed. The Jews, Their History, Culture and Religion, Volume 4, page 1332, Jewish Publication Society of America, 1949. Next fact, 47, quotes from the Talmud. The sages of truth, the Kabbalists, remarked that Adam contains the initial letters of Adam, David, and Messiah. For after Adam sinned, his soul passed into David, and the latter having sinned, it passed into the Messiah. The full text is, "They shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up to them." Jeremiah 30, verse 9. And it is written, "My servant David shall be their king forever." Ezekiel 37, 25. And thus, "They shall seek the Lord their God and David their king." Hosea 3, verse 5. Nishmath Chaim, folio 152, column 2. Next one. Sometimes the soul of a righteous man may be found in the body of a clean animal or fowl. These people are these people are mentally ill. Yeah. Next. Jews must always try to deceive Christians. Hello, here's another one, Judeo-Christian. Judeo-Christian, hello, I'm calling out to you. I'm calling you. This is from their works. This isn't me making this up. Do you understand that? Listen very carefully now. Jews must always try to deceive Christians. This is from Zohar 1, 160a. Now, this is what they feel about you, white women. You know how you followed all these Jewish lesbians and these Jewish feminists? Here's how the Jews feel about you. All non-Jewesses are whores. That's from Ibn Hazar. Now, Christians, yet again, listen up again, Judeo-Christian. Extermination of Christians is a necessary sacrifice. Let me read it again. I know you must understand. Extermination of Christians is a necessary sacrifice. Zohar 2:43a. Listen again, Judeo-Christian. How many examples will you need until you recognize your enemy? The best of the Christians must be strangled. Razzoni, Exodus 14. Fact number 48. The Talmud teaches that Jesus Christ was conceived by a demon spirit having sexual intercourse with Mary while she was menstruating. Since Joseph was not allowed to touch her as she was unclean. Notice also the book, The Talmud Unmasked, by Reverend I.B. Prenatus. Prenatus, yeah, that's how you say it. St. Petersburg Printing Office, 1892. Let me read that so in case you want to see if you can get a hold of this book. The Talmud Unmasked by Reverend I.B. Pranaitis, St. Petersburg Printing Office, 1892. Okay, they're going to tell you right here. He's going to tell you in this book, the Talmud right here, what it teaches. Sanhedrin 67a. Jesus referred to as the son of Pandira, a soldier. Kala 1b, 18b. Illegitimate and conceived during menstruation. This is speaking about Yeshua, Yahweh in the flesh. Sanhedrin 67a, hanged on the eve of Passover. Toldath Jeshu, birth related in most shameful expressions. Abhoda Zara 2, referred to as the son of Pandira, the Roman. Shabbath, X1V, which is 15. Again referred to as the son of Pandira, the Roman. Sanhedrin 43a, on the eve of Passover, they hanged Jesus. Shabbath 104b, called a fool, and no one pays attention to fools. Toldoth Jeshu, Judas and Jesus engage in a quarrel with filth. Sanhedrin 103a suggested corrupts his morals and dishonors self. Sanhedrin 107b seduced, corrupted, and destroyed Israel. Zohar 3:282 died like a beast and buried in an animal's dirt heap. How do you feel, Christian? How's your Jew friend now? How do you like worshiping a pig that thinks this about your Savior? How do you feel now? How does it make you feel to know that this is the way they think about your Savior? They're smiling to win, I told you. You can't believe an actor. No matter how many smiles they smile. And on it goes. Hilkoth Melakim, attempt to prove Christians' error in worship of Jesus. Abhoda Zara 21a, reference to worship of Jesus in homes unwanted. Orak Kayim 113, avoid appearance of paying respect to Jesus. Ior Dia 150, column 2, do not appear to pay any respect to Jesus by accident. Abhoda Zara 6a, false teaching to worship on the first day of Sabbath. The above are a few selected from a very complicated arrangement in which many references are obscured by intricate reasoning. The following are a few summarized references to Christians and the Christian faith, although not always expressed in exactly that manner. There are 11 names used in the Talmud for non-Talmud followers by which Christians are meant, besides Nostrum from Jesus the Nazarene. Christians are called by all names used in the Talmud to designate all non-Jews. Mizam, Edom, Abdahan, Zara, Akum, Obdhi, Elalim, Nokrum, Anmi, Haretz. Ah, we have a paper called Haretz, don't we? Kuthim, let's see if I can get this one. Apikorosim. And Goyim. Besides supplying the names by which Christians are called, notice how they called us Edom, E-D-O-M, when they are Edom. They know that they're Edom. They've admitted it. And they're trying to call us Nokrim, which they are the Nokri, not us. Notice that name, Haretz. That's a negative name for you, Christian. And they have a paper called Haretz. Besides supplying the names by which Christians are called in the Talmud, the passages quoted below indicate what kind of people the Talmud pictures the Christians to be, and what the Talmud says about the religious worship of the Christians. Hilkoth Machaloth. Christians are idolaters, must not associate. I'm just going to go through these things instead of naming all the things. You can read this document yourself. Do not associate with Gentiles. They shed blood. ladies and gentlemen. Must not associate with Christians. Shed blood. See? Think about that. Think of the contradiction right there. Do not associate with Gentiles. In other words, Israelites. Do not associate with Israelites. They shed blood. Must not associate with Christians. Shed blood. Hello. Beware of Christians when walking abroad with them. Christians disguise themselves to kill Jews. The kettle calling... whatever that is, the kettle calling the pot black or whatever. It's amazing. It really is. Suggest Christians have sexual relations with animals. Suspect Christians of intercourse with animals. Christians unclean because they eat accordingly. Christians unclean because they not at Mount Sinai. Clean female Jews contaminated meeting Christians. Jews call men Christians. Jews called men Christians, not called men. Innocent of murder if intent was to kill a Christian. So a Jew is innocent of murder if his intent was to kill a Christian. Hello, are we reaching you, Judeo-Christian? Are we reaching you? These are the people that you believe implicitly. These are the people whose news you trust. These are the people whose religion you trust. These are the people who you say are God's chosen people. They want to kill you. Christians and animals grouped for comparisons. Yeah. Christians created to minister to Jews always. How do you like that, Christians? Christians to be pitied more than sick pigs. Christian idolaters likened to cows or asses. Psalmist compares Christians to unclean beasts. Sexual intercourse of Christian like that of a beast. The seed of Christian is valued as seed of beast. Christians like people of an ass. Christians like the people of an ass. Marriages between Christians and Jews, null. Christian birth rate must be diminished materially. Christian birth rate must be diminished materially. Christian birth rate must be diminished materially. Christian idolaters, children of Eve's serpent. Ah, think about that. See, they are the children of Eve's serpent. And just like they tried to call us Edom, and they call themselves Israelites, it's exactly the opposite of that. But let's go on. Idolatrous people, Christians, befoul the world. Non-Jews, souls come from death and death's shadow. Souls of Israelites have unclean divine origins. Non-Jews' souls go down to hell. We'll see about that. We'll see about that, Mr. Jew. Replace dead Christians like lost cow or ass. Jews called men, but not Christians called men. Forbidden to sell religious works to Christians. Christian churches are places of idolatry. Well, certainly the Catholic Church is, for sure. And if they're worshiping you, Jew, yes, the Jewish version of Christianity, which is called Judeo-Christianity, is worshiping idols if they're worshiping you. You are dead. You are dead living things, according to the Apostle Peter. Dead living things, corrupted. Must keep far away physically from churches. Must not listen to church music or look at idols. Must not rebuild homes destroyed near churches. Jews must not resell broken chalices to Christians. Gospels called volumes of iniquity, heretical books. Christian, hello! Hello! It's time to answer the phone now. Hello? Festivals. Oh, listen. Hold on. Wait a minute. So listen, the Gospels in the New Testament are called volumes of iniquity, heretical books. Do you understand? Talmudists agree that books of Christians must be burned. That's why they burned Eustace Mullins' book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. That's why they've burned down many libraries and taken great amounts of information that would reveal who they are and destroyed them. Christian feast days, despicable, vain, and evil. Forbidden to observe Christian Christmas Day. Forbidden to celebrate Easter and Christmas. Jews possess dignity even an angel cannot share. They're saying they're higher than the angels, ladies and gentlemen, but they're lower than the snake on the ground. Don't you believe it for a moment. Jews have no dignity whatsoever, and they keep trying to be us Israelites. They will never be able to be us. They may be in your Judeo-Christian shaped mind, but they're not in my mind, and they're not in Yahweh's mind, and they're not in Yeshua, who is Yahweh in the flesh's mind. I can guarantee you that. To strike Israelite, like slapping the face of God. See, they're saying they're Israelites. So there it is. That's what it really is. So to strike an Israelite, other families of the world, is like slapping the face of God. Remember what I told you, other families, that you're coming into our nations now. You're being tested, and you're raping, you're harming, you're killing, you're beating, you're doing all kinds of things, and you're doing that to Yahweh. Because we are the Israelites. These Jews could never be Israelites. A Jew is considered good in spite of the sins he commits. Well, now you know, Judeo-Christian, why they keep telling you the law has been null and void. That when Yeshua came, They tell you in Judeo-Christianity that all you have to do is say a prayer and you're saved no matter what you do. You can sin all you want. Well, this comes right from this precept. Listen, a Jew considered good in spite of the sins he commits. You don't think Yahweh thinks that a Jew is good in spite of the things he commits, do you? You don't think Yahweh would believe that, do you, when Yahweh tells you to obey his law? And those that obey his law are the sons of God? You see, by telling you that the law is null and void, and telling you that all you have to do is say a prayer, this is a born-again experience, and it is a hoax. If you think you can say that prayer and then just walk away and do whatever you want, you're going to be guaranteed a place in heaven, which we're not even going to heaven. The New Jerusalem will come down here. If you think you could just disobey the law, see, why the Jew tells you that is because now you can eat as much pig as you want. Now you don't have to follow any food laws that Yahweh may have instituted for your own good. Americans, why are we getting fat? Why are we getting fatter and fatter and fatter? Because you're eating the pig. That's just one of the reasons. You're eating bottom feeders. Why are you sick? Why was America the most healthy nation in the world before the American Medical Association existed? Why was America the most healthy? Because we followed Yahweh's laws compared to now. That's for sure. So by telling you you can disobey and do whatever you want, the Jew has put you in a position to be judged harshly. When you do these things, this homosexuality and all these things, you're not getting away with this. When you eat pig, you're not getting away with that. You are paying a price physically, spiritually, and mentally. Spiritually, because you are contaminating the temple of the ever-living God. He didn't tell you not to eat pig because he wanted to be mean and didn't like the idea that you might enjoy some pig. He told you not to eat it for your own good. He told you not to eat bottom feeders for your own good. He told you not to eat mushrooms for your own good. He told you not to eat rabbit for your own good. It wasn't just to give you some law to obey. It was because when are you going to realize that he knows? He made all these things. He knows. And you say, well, why did he make the rabbit? Why did he make all these other things? Well, the other families of the world eat these things, right? When you go to Mexican restaurants, it's pork, 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 pork. When you go to Chinese restaurants, it's pork, 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 right? And the Negroes will eat anything. So yeah, that's why he made those animals. But he told you not to eat them. So stop eating them. If you got any brains. Jews stay away from the Christian homes on holidays. Jew must not return greeting Christian, do it first. Jew must not sue before a Christian judge or laws. Christian or servant can not become witnesses. Avoid eating with Christians breeds familiarity. I can't even say it. Do not drink milk from a cow milked by a Christian. Boy, these people have a lot of time on their hands to write familiarity. Yes, that's how you say it, familiarity. Well, I said it. But anyway, I knew the word. I just, it looks funny. But anyway, never imitate custom of Christians, even hair comb. Wine touched by Christians must be thrown away. Bought dishes from Christians must be well washed. Ah, boy, I'd say these people are gonzo. For 3 days before Christian festivals, avoid all. Festivals of followers of Jesus regarded as idolatry. Avoid things used by Christians in their worship. Forbidden to sell Christians' articles for worship. Do not sell water to Christians for baptisms. Do not trade with Christians on their feast days. Now permitted to trade with Christians on such days. So they changed all that because of now there's a, you know, at the end of the year, they're selling you Christmas gifts, aren't they? This is all hypocritical. In other words, the shekels will always, with them, will always change the dynamic. So all those things I just read to you, they just changed in a heartbeat because the shekels takes precedence. Send gifts to Christians only if they are irreligious. Christian wet nurses to be avoided because dangerous. The Israelite nurses are the best nurses in the whole world. Christian nurse will lead children to heresy. Oh, man, I love it. I hope you're enjoying this. Avoid Christian doctors not well known to neighbors. Avoid medical help from idolaters Christians meant. Avoid Christian barbers unless escorted by Jews. Avoid Christian midwives as dangerous when alone. Those who do good to Christians never rise when dead. Ah, these people are gone, boy. Help needy Christians if it will promote peace. Oh, sure. Hide hatred for Christians at their celebrations. Hide hatred for Christians at their celebrations. Smile to win. Smile to win. Smile to win. I'm an actor. I'm a Jew. Hide my hatred for Christians at their celebrations. Never praise Christians lest it believed true, lest it be believed true. Not allowed to praise Christians to add to glory. Quote scriptures to forbid mention of Christian God. Quote scriptures to forbid mention of Christian God. Quote scriptures to forbid mention of Christian God. Refer to Christian religious articles with contempt. Deride Christian religious articles without wishes. No gifts to Christians, gifts to converts. Gifts forbidden to Christians encourages friendship. I hope you're listening. Exile for that Jew who sells farm to a Christian. Forbidden to teach a trade to a Christian. You're kidding. Christian property belongs to first person claiming it. In other words, the first Jew who claims your property owns it. Keep what a Christian overpays in error. That's honest, isn't it? Yahweh would condone that, correct? Keep what a Christian overpays in error. Hello? Jew may keep lost property of Christian found by Jew. It is permitted to deceive Christians. Hello, Christian. Hello. I mean, I don't know how many times I got to keep ringing the phone here. When are you going to answer? Jews must divide what they overcharge Christians. Jews must not take Christian customers from Jews. may deceive Christians that believe Christian tenets. Usury may be practiced upon Christians or apostates. Usury permitted now for any reason to Christians. Usury permitted now for any reason to Christians. Jew, may he, and perjure to condemn a Christian. Oh, excuse me, that's lie, so they wrote he. Jew may lie and perjure to condemn a Christian. Now, isn't that what happens in our courts today with Freemasons and with police officer Freemasons? They'll lie to put somebody in jail. I've heard officers say that the ends justify the means, which is a Jewish precept, a Masonic precept, an international precept, a devil's precept. So the Jew may lie and perjure to condemn a Christian. Name of God not profaned when lying to Christians. Jew may perjure himself with a clear conscience. Jew may swear falsely by use of subterfuge wording. That's the Kol Nidre, too. The Jew may swear falsely by the use of subterfuge wording. Lawyers, subterfuge wording, swear. What does Yahweh tell us about swearing on his throne or on earth and heaven? He said not to do that, right? Jews must always try to deceive Christians. Do not cure Christians unless it makes enemies. Do not assist Christians' childbirth on Saturday. Unless believes in Torah, do not prevent his death. Christians, not enemies, must not be saved either. Do not save Christians in danger of death. A spy may be killed even before he confesses. Apostates to be thrown into well, not rescued. Kill those who give Israelites money to Christians. And what that means is they're not Israelites. Let me rephrase that. Kill those who give Jews money to Christians. But, dear Christian, don't you know that they want you to give their money to the Jews? So you give your money to Israel, and you give your money to John Hagee and all these liars and filthy, rotten murderers, Shabbos Goy race traders, traitors to Yahweh. You give your money to Israel, but listen again now, real close. Kill those who give Jews money to Christians. Prying into Jews' law to get death penalty. Baptized Jews are to be put to death. Kill renegades who turn to Christian rituals. Those who do not believe in the Torah are to be killed. Christians and others deny the law of the Torah. Christians are to be destroyed as idolaters. Captivity of Jews end when Christian princes die. Yeah, that Zohar's full of a lot of stuff. Princes of Christians are idolaters, must die. When Rome is destroyed, Israel will be redeemed. What they mean is the Jews will be redeemed. Even the best of the Israelites should be killed. They say, Goyim, we are the Israelites. If Jews kill Christians, he commits no sin. Hello, Christian. The phone's ringing. Bring, bring. Answer it. Hello. shedding blood of impious offers sacrifice to God. Extermination of Christians, necessary sacrifice. They repeat these things over and over in different books. High place in heaven for those who kill idolaters. Make no agreements and show no mercy to Christians. But they want to be your friend. Let's discuss what brings us together, Christians and Jews. Let's discuss that together. But make no agreements and show no mercy to Christians. At the same time, can you see the controversy? Can you hear the controversy? Do you understand the controversy? You have an enemy. You don't even know you have an enemy, do you, Judeo-Christian? You have no idea that you've been at war since before your birth. Your race has been at war with this filthy serpent line since before your birth. They killed our Messiah. They tried to kill Yahweh when Nimrod was shooting arrows up into the heavens. They seek to kill Yahweh even today. You are at war. Only you've been standing still on the field, not realizing that you're being shot at, not realizing that your children have been victims, not realizing that your family members have been victims, not realizing that your forefathers had been victims of a war that you never knew existed, but it exists, and one best get to the place of soldiering very quickly when one comes into war. One must be a minute man. Judeo-Christian, you cannot refute this stuff, these facts anymore. You must realize what's going on. I hope that this is getting through to you, and I prayed to Yahweh before this message was to be delivered that you would receive it in your hearts, and that it would change you, and that you would come to the realization. And I pray that for you. I don't hate you, Judeo-Christian. I was a Judeo-Christian. So I am proof that Yahweh can bring a man through it. He can bring you through it too, dear Christian. You must trust him. And you must ask him to show you the truth, and he will. And if you seek the truth and do the work, you will finally know the truth and be much better off because of it. You will thank Yahweh one day that he loved you enough to try to wake you from your slumber. You may think you love him. You may think you know him, but you didn't even know his name, and neither did I. But I know his name now, and I love him more than I ever have loved him before. He's very, very important to me, and so are you. Shed the scales of callousness and begin to come towards Yahweh and repent and become a soldier of the kingdom willingly. I'm going to keep going here because, you know, however long it takes to deliver, I will deliver. Either turn them away from their idols or kill. Allow no idolaters to remain where Jews are strong. All contribute to expense of killing traitor. No need of prayers while beheading on the Sabbath. Hello. Oh, jeez. These are people that were going up to Yeshua in the flesh, you know, Yahweh in the flesh, and they were saying, Why don't your disciples wash their hands on the Sabbath? But they, listen to this one. No need of prayers while beheading on the Sabbath. Do you understand? Do you understand? Why do you heal on the Sabbath? Jesus, we want to know that. Tell us why you're healing on the Sabbath. Why did you heal that man? We're very angry that you healed that man. But in the Talmud, no need of prayers while beheading on the Sabbath. I mean, what more can a man say? What more do I need to say to you? The last one says, prayers to save from punishment of coming Messiah. Well, I'm sorry, pal. Next time Yeshua comes, Yahweh comes, it's through the clouds, with clouds around him, the angels. Not all the prayers in the world or the universe could save you from the punishment that's going to come upon you. You could pray from now until that very moment where every eye shall see him, even those that pierced him, and you are going to be holocausted by Yahweh himself and the angels, etc. You will be gathered up, you will be bundled, and you will be burnt. You are stubble. All your prayers are a waste of time. You're praying to some other God. There is no other God but Yahweh himself. There is no other God but Yahweh himself. And there needs be no other God than Yahweh. So, ladies and gentlemen, obviously we will have to continue next week. But I think this has been gold, and I'm really enjoying what I'm learning here, and this is important for you to know. You must know how your enemy really thinks about you. You must understand. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.